This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting from the Shaw Star Market Studios, the destination for Boston sports fans. This is Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a Radio.com sports station.
This hour of the Great Good Morning Show brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing.
Half a mile from the county fair, and the rain came pouring down. Me and Billy standing there with a silver half a crown. Had the full of a fishing rod and the tackle on our backs. We just stood there getting wet with our backs against the fence. Don't rain all day.
Let Van breathe.
In a storm, lay to my soul.
Ken, I noticed you never play that anti-lockdown song from Van Morrison.
I know, I was torn to play this one. I ever since that, I hate him.
I feel like it may be curtains when it comes to the career of actor Cannibal Army Hammer after the news from
poor
his
guy.
Ex-girlfriend yesterday, Danielle.
You know, I mean, he probably didn't think that this stuff was going to get out. And God bless this chick because she is a smoke show and
half. Complete
She's
smoke.
What's so
her,
hot.
What's her name?
Courtney Vukesevich. I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly. She's from Dallas. And she's like creates apps. She's an app founder. So the two of them were together for a while and they met through, I'm like fascinated with this entire story. They met through friends, last June, I think. And he's like one of those guys that comes on, and I'm sure people will know that have been in relationships like this will be able to sympathize. Like, he does the love bomb, which is where he's just all about you and praises you and does everything for you and is like obsessed with you. And she said that that made her feel safe at first because he was just like so nurturing, so awesome, and was like all about her. But then little by little, he started grooming her for these fantasies that he had. And she said that she actually had PTSD from the relationship.
Well, yes. I mean, he said, didn't he say he wanted to barbecue her ribs and eat them?
Didn't he say that in a facetious way? Like,
no, I don't think.
Your ribs.
No, based on no, that no.
Wiki
is not
defending
like a
the
thing.
Cannibal as a twist I did not see coming.
Is barbecue your ribs in Urban Dictionary Wigs? I'm not sure. Is it? Okay.
Yep.
So, no, not in that sense. He told her, according to her, she said that he wanted to break one of her ribs and barbecue it and eat it.
Oh.
He once left a note with the concierge at her building, and there's a photo of it, or the alleged to be from him, and it says, "I am going to bite the F out of you," and then he signs it. Evidently, he's a huge narcissist. He sends, like, audio messages with graphic stuff, and she said that's not because he doesn't want this text screenshotted. It's because he likes the sound of his own voice. And she said, "I don't know how to explain it. He's obsessed with himself, but he hates himself at the same time."
Oh. And he was full on like wanting to barbecue her.
Yeah, she said he totally fetishized cannibalism and he was fascinated with it. And the more and more he got her comfortable, the more and more he tried to get her to do like twisted, dark things. And she said she was actually really afraid of him.
Baby back rib.
Oh, no.
Ribs so good make you want to slap your mama.
I mean, can you, if you're Army Hammer, actor cannibal? Can he ever come back from something like this? I mean,
I don't know.
Is it forgotten in a few years? Does America forget and forgive in a few years?
They don't forgive, but they forget because there's always something else about which you can be outraged. There's something else that you can virtue signal about.
Mel Gibson's back, so I mean, it's possible.
Exactly.
I don't know. Cannibal.
I mean, what's Kevin Spacey doing?
I don't think he can come back from being a cannibal. Being a human cannibal.
Listen, there's no proven instances of him cannibalizing, as far as we know now.
No, he just said he wanted to do it.
There's a lot of things I want to do that I'll never actually do. You just talk about it because it turns you on.
Bite me.
One of the things I love.
Jamal and Marcus coming to our house and, you know, unclogging her pipes.
Yes.
7:15, Jamal and Marcus.
Barbecue it's a fantasy.
She said that this ex-girlfriend said that Armie Hammer was perpetually broke and needed her to pay his way. And she said people on the internet, when they found out that she was dating him, were like, oh, she's a gold digger. And she's like, oh, my God, if you only knew, this dude is so broke.
How's he broke when he's a Hollywood actor?
Some people are not good with money, Greg, no matter how much of it they have.
Well, he just had to slash the prices of his L.A. home from $9 million to $6 million. So.
Don't say slash.
Here's the text that says that her ribs don't look too meaty.
They're not.
She's skinny.
I'm jealous.
Super skinny. What are you going to get from those ribs? There's no meat on that.
Nothing.
Army. It's like you ain't got enough meat on there.
All right. Well, anyway.
She looks like one of those girls that have ribs removed to get the smaller waist.
You need some of them Oprah ribs if you're going barbecue ribs.
You get a rib and you get a rib.
Them things are juicy and full of meat.
And breakfast is ruined again.
All right.
The McRib is back, by the way.
It could be curtains for the career of Armie Hammer. Right now, here is Ken and what is trending sports-wise.
Today at 12:30, Michael Irvin joins Dale, Keefe, and Fitz. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, what's trending? The Boston Bruins and Tuukka Rask. Only 20 saves, but the quality of the saves, outstanding.
Yeah, he was peppered last night. Absolutely peppered. Amazing game. The game winner in the shootout from Marsh was perfect five-hole. I mean,
it was so, like, kind of lackadaisical. I didn't know where he was going, and then it was boop.
Yeah.
Here's Bruce Cassidy discussing his goaltender.
This game was excellent. He's moving the puck. He's in the game. The second one went in off McAvoy. Not much you can do about that one. First one's a breakaway. I think he stopped, you know, two or three breakaways. So I thought excellent in the shootout. Glad to see him get a win. We don't score a lot for him in the shootout. So, you know, good for Marshy to come through. But I thought he looked very mid-season form, so to speak. Did not look like he was fighting it or not tracking it.
Cassidy wouldn't admit it, but he has to have deep down some doubts about Tuukka, how he's going to hang in there all year, don't you think?
It's got to be when you bring that point up and you're sitting there, you're watching how good he played, there's a little concern, like, what if he just needs some of that recharge the battery?
Well, it's only a 56-game season, so hopefully he won't need to recharge the batteries during a shortened
season. And hopefully they won't go to any bubble, because we know that's where it's more of a bigger issue for him.
Big NFL weekend, of course. Curtis's reputation on the line with Tom Brady and the Bucks. But we've got all four games on Sports Radio WEEI. If you're driving around this weekend, presented by the Massachusetts Paid Family and Medical Leave Program. Rams at Packers Saturday, 4:35 Wigs. Then 8:15 Ravens at the Bills. You got a pick on that one?
I like the Bills.
Bills, you do?
Yeah, I like the Bills in that one.
And then Browns Chiefs, big 10-point spread there. 3:05 Sunday. Bucks and Saints, 6:40.
KC in that one all day. KC, Saints, and Green Bay, and Bills. It'll be AFC and NFC.
It's chalk, pretty much, taking all the favorites.
Huh? Yeah.
Jets have a new head coach, 41-year-old Robert Saleh, the 49ers coordinator. Urban Meyer goes to Jacksonville, and this morning, news that the Atlanta Falcons have made a head coaching decision. They're going to bring in Arthur Smith, who was the Titans play caller the last 2 years. So jobs are going fast and furious.
Your boy keeps getting looked over, man. Eric Bieniemy.
Well, what about Josh McDaniels? Nary an interview.
Right.
Is that because he's not interested or because they don't want him?
I don't think he's the hot commodity right now. You know, when you start to see some of the names that are out there, you know, Arthur Smith, Bieniemy.
But do you think that's because he left the Colts at the altar?
No, I think it's more about the season without Brady and with Cam, and, you know, let's see.
It's more about the fact that he's never been a good offensive coach without Tom Brady.
Let's see what he kind of is without Brady.
Red Sox among several teams pursuing infielder Marcus Semien. DJ LeMahieu going back to the Yankees after some drama. Celtics expecting to play tonight, Greg. 7:30 at the Garden.
That would be good.
Yeah. First game since last Friday. Yeah.
All right, Danny's been flying under the radar, I told you, with James Harden.
That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
We're back to more The Greg Hill Show on EEI.
He's a lot younger than me. I mean, he's 18 months older than me, so 18 months younger. 18 months ago, I felt pretty good, so I've got a little advanced age on him and experience, but I'm hanging in there. He's had a terrific year. He's a great player. I've known him for a long time. Always had a great amount of respect for him, and you know, going all the way back to his Purdue days. And my roommate, when I first got to the Patriots, was from Purdue and was really good friends with Drew. You know, always just kept up with him and gotten to know him somewhat well over the years, and just think so much of him as a person, as a player. And, you know, I know what it takes to do what he's doing. He knows what it takes to do what I'm doing. And I think there's just a lot of mutual respect.
Yes, I want to be. Two grizzled veterans, Wiggy, with a lot on the line this weekend, Brady and Breeze. And would, I don't know the answer to this, so I'll ask, would Tom Brady be the first quarterback, should he get there and win, to win a Super Bowl in both conferences?
Peyton Manning.
No, Peyton Manning.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, no, Peyton Manning was in the AFC. Yeah, I'm looking. I haven't seen anybody that has done that. You'd have to go way back. I think he would be. Well, because, you know, you think about the quarterbacks that have won multiple Super Bowls. It's not like there's a bunch of them, right?
It's all the same team, pretty much.
Yeah, it's all the same team. So, you know, and there's probably only a handful of quarterbacks that have won multiple Super Bowls.
12, I believe.
With two different teams?
Oh, no, just multiple Super Bowls.
But I'm saying now have won with two different teams. Like right. Peyton Manning won with the Colts and the Broncos. That list is probably small of quarterbacks that won Super Bowl. And then to go to next step to win a Super Bowl as an AFC quarterback and then an NFC, I think Brady would be the first.
Peyton Manning is the only starting quarterback to have won Super Bowls for two teams. Kurt Warner came close.
Right.
He played in a Super Bowl with the Cardinals and lost to the Steelers after winning one with the Rams, but that would have been the same conference.
If they don't win this game, will he shake hands with Drew Brees, Curtis?
I don't know if he's going to pull Lamar Jackson or not. We'll have to keep our eyes to that, see what happens. Hey, by the way, Lamar Jackson, where's that talk been all week about sportsmanship?
There was cause and effect, Curtis. He got disrespected by the Titans in the regular season.
Oh, okay.
Brady's just a dick on his own.
I thought sportsmanship superseded what others did to you. That was the point of it. But
no, nah, they petty popping over there.
By the way, Greg, I mean, it is so clear. When Brady goes down Sunday, Curtis will be in here next week, and all the blame will be on Arians. Even like between break, he's like, Arians stinks. The narrative is going to be...
Am I wrong saying that Arians stinks?
Well, you may be right, but okay. If that's true, he misses Belichick. So why can you not admit that? He needs Bill to win.
So if the Bucs don't win this game, and you're right, all the talk is about Arians and what a horrendous coach he is, doesn't that also mean that Tom Brady needed Bill Belichick as much as Bill Belichick may have needed Tom Brady?
Yeah, you could say, for Tom Brady, you could say this, that as he sits there in his, you know, mansion down in Tampa, this is the most important game of his NFL, not even NFL, but his football career.
Of his career?
Yes.
Career.
This is breaking news.
Okay.
I'm going to head home.
Because it's all on the line for
him? Well, because, right, it's all about he has been tied to Bill Belichick and winning championships and winning big games
right.
for his whole career. Now he's in a position where he went to a place and the expectations for Brady and that team were through the roof. You are now in a position where it is the divisional game, a game that everybody expects you to have won prior to the season starting.
They're underdogs.
No, but I'm saying prior to the season starting.
The expectation was that you go down there with those weapons and you win the division.
Right.
Ipso facto.
Right.
He's throwing in an ipso facto.
And so now if you lose in the divisional game against a team that's already beat you twice during the regular season and beat you badly.
Ipso fatso.
Now.
Oh, that was, now that's you, it. I'm going
home. You know what the national narrative becomes? Brady can't do it without Bill Belichick.
That was Curtis, a really long way to say one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
No, it's
true. If you keep at it, I'm going to look up the address of your house. I'm going to stand out there and yell the score out when you get back from the airport.
Oh, God. Last thing I need are these idiots outside my home. But the issue here is that the guy's played in 9 Super Bowls, and Wiggy said this is his most important game.
It is.
But of all the dumb things he said, that's top of the list.
Wiggy might be right. I mean,
that this is the most important game of Tom Brady's career?
Yep.
Because he has to prove he can do it without Bill.
According to who? He did this year. He had 40 touchdown passes.
No.
He has
to
prove
the 5-seed, Curtis. Right. Come on.
Yeah, he has to prove that he can do it without Bill.
It's like the way people look at you and they go,
Bill is 10 games under 500 without Tom Brady.
We heard this. But it's like how people look at you and they go, can Chris Curtis actually pay a bill on his own without needing help from his dad?
Find out next.
This is the biggest decision of his life. Mm-hmm. He has to pay his cable bill without picking up the phone and calling Papa Curtis and saying, Dad, can you give
Very
me some
help? Very good attempt, poor delivery.
No, but that is a good analogy because right. Curtis wants to be independent from his father. Brady right. wants to be independent from Bill. This is a big legacy jump for Brady right. to prove he can do it without Belichick.
What was the regular season, Ken? What did he do this
Come
year?
On now.
He didn't win the division. He Breeze smoked him twice. He has one win over Green Bay. That's it. One good win.
So how did this year alter Belichick's ego and his place in history?
But Belichick has plenty of time to recover from Brady stabbing him in the back at the altar. And then
how did Brady stab him in the back?
Because he left at the last minute. He showed up at Kraft's house and said, I'm not taking the deal. And then Belichick's in a bind.
It was before free agency started.
There were 8 opt-outs.
There were opt-outs because Tom Brady wasn't there.
Curtis, Brady has one win over teams with a winning record this season.
Okay.
One.
Yeah. And since when do we look at the regular season and go, oh, because he played well in the regular season and they had a good record, that was a success?
What do we say about the
16-0 team? We talk about their losses.
I would say that Super Bowl was a little bit of a bigger game than this
Tom
Brady.
With that team, we say it was an epic fail because here's a team that went undefeated and lost in the Super Bowl.
Do you think that was a bigger game, the Super Bowl, when they were undefeated than this one?
Now,
here's a 978 text that says, Greg, come on. You know that this isn't Brady's biggest game ever. It's not even close.
It is.
So what would you say was his first Super Bowl?
No, Super Bowl when they were undefeated and they were going for a perfect season.
Not even that. Because you know in those Super Bowls, you know who was standing on the sidelines? Bill Belichick. Now Brady is out on his own. Can you fly on your own?
He won 11 games through 40 touchdowns.
Stop it. Can you survive on your own? And can you still be the Tom Brady that is a Super Bowl caliber winning quarterback and prove to us that you could put a team on your back and do
it?
Yes,
he did it all year with you. Have you been watching or no?
And get to the Super Bowl without Bill Belichick.
And are you not going to throw a tantrum during the game and have your receivers hate you?
So tantrums are bad. Guy who likes Bill Belichick, who makes it a point to everybody that the guy you called upstairs was wrong.
Bill's
to
changing.
Have him challenge and
Bill
he chucked
go
the
see
phone.
Trump. Bill's had a metamorphosis.
You don't
epiphany.
Like tantrums, but you root for Bill Belichick. That's very
he's a
rich.
Different guy.
And Ken made a great point. Bill has plenty of time to get back to the mountaintop. Brady, not so much. He don't have as much time.
Mm-hmm.
Father time is right around the corner.
This is Nick from Chicopee. What's up, Nick?
Biggest game of his career.
Good morning.
What's going on?
So I have a quick question for Wiggy. Yep. You're really so hyped up about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. What does their record look like with you? Can you carry the team on your back?
What do you mean, can I carry? We went to the playoffs in Minnesota. What are you talking about?
Did you win a Super Bowl?
No, we didn't win a Super Bowl.
Without Tom Brady or Bill Belichick?
No, I never won one without Tom and Bill.
All right, so you see where I'm coming at? Like, no disrespect, but like, you're just so hard on both of these guys, together or apart.
Yeah, but I'm not the greatest. I also wasn't the greatest quarterback and the greatest coach of all time.
So
in that category, that doesn't come up with my name. So when we look at these guys,
but what if let's say Tom goes out and throws for 400 yards and the defense is awful? Is that
you give him a pass if he does what he did in Philly? Like when we look at the Philadelphia Super Bowl, we don't go. That Super Bowl was lost because of what Tom Brady...
Well, he fumbled late.
Yeah, but that's because the right guy got blown by.
And that's game wasn't important. It was only a Super Bowl. He only cares about divisional playoff games. That's the biggest game of his career is this Sunday for the right to go to the NFC Championship. Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
No, it is. It is.
Don't you think that... I mean, that Tampa, that defense,
good, mm-hmm. but they're going to struggle against Drew Brees.
Yeah, they struggled. They struggled last time against the New Orleans Saints Bolts games that they played. You know, Brady threw three interceptions in the second game. In the first game, New Orleans was, you know, Brees didn't have a great game, but defensively, New Orleans did a great job. Well, I'm just telling you the truth, man. It's 100% facts, man. He don't have Bill Belichick no more, and we've always talked
about. Who doesn't know that?
But that's been our argument for so long.
Right, and he succeeded without Bill, and Bill fell on his face.
This is not a success.
The 508 texter says there's no way that proving you can win a Super Bowl without Bill Belichick is more important than proving you can win a Super Bowl for the first time. There's no way.
No,
there's
no way. Because the first Super Bowl, would we say that Brady, and Charlie Weiss said it, would we say it was because of Brady that's why they won the first couple of Super Bowls?
Well, you said that you could have won the first Super Bowl with
Bledsoe.
With Bledsoe.
Yeah.
So the answer would be no. I mean, you were on the team, right. So I take you at your word
on that.
Ty
Law said the same thing.
Ty Law did say the same
right?
thing.
Matt Chatham disagrees, though. He just sent me a DM.
So we were a team, and Charlie Weiss said it. Charlie Weiss said, when we had him on the show and we interviewed him, he said they game planned for the fact of, hey, how many points do we need to score? We don't need to turn the football over. We need to run the football because our defense is what we were built around.
Here's the way you look at this season. The Patriots went 7-9.
Yep.
Having two of those seven wins come against a historically bad Jets team.
Okay.
The Bucs went 11-5. Last year with Tom Brady, the Patriots went 12-4, and the Bucs went 7-9 without Brady.
Right.
That is the most easily just put in front of you information that shows that Belichick needs Brady more than Brady needs him.
Except for the fact that Tom got one less win down there with the weapons he has this season than he got here with no weapons last year.
Right. And he won one playoff game this year. How many did he win last year?
Well, what are we doing the regular season thing? Because you said last year was a successful regular season, 12-4. Pretty good.
Right. They were really bad, 7-9 without
him. What a win. Wild card over the Washington football team.
I know. They don't have a mascot. That should count for half.
It was an incredible win, Curtis.
This is Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning.
Wiggy, you're going to have to eat some serious crow. It's Tom Brady.
Yes.
He's going to go in there. He's going to have 5 touchdowns, mm-hmm. 400 yards. Tom Brady still don't get the respect he deserves. And he's going to have a great game, and he's going to win.
All right, so if he wins, I don't think anybody's going to knock him for that. We're expecting him to win.
You will find a way, Wiggs.
No. Mm-hmm. We're expecting him to win.
They're underdogs, three-point underdogs.
The expectation that people that were fans of Brady, when he went to Tampa Bay, was to get past the divisional round.
And after what we've all been through for the last 10 months, can we not suggest eating birds of any kind?
Right.
I mean, let's lay off Seriously. That for a while, whether it's bats or crows or
anything.
The ostrich. I mean, can we just please
I've had an ostrich burger before. It's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, it was. I forget where it was, but it was pretty good.
Ketchup?
Yeah.
Mustard?
No, I don't really.
See, I put mustard on an ostrich burger.
I don't really do mustard on any burger.
Is ostrich gamey?
You guys come down here after. I got moose soup and everything.
Oh, I love moose soup, lady.
I like pickles, onions, you know, I don't mind grilled
relish?
Onions. No relish on a burger. But if I don't have pickles, I can substitute a relish, Danielle, for the burger.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like you wouldn't put anything on ostrich. Like you'd want to taste what it
but isn't that like,
like
a dry burger? Who doesn't put any condiments on a burger?
I don't know, people that get mustard.
A properly made burger.
Is that a properly made burger with no condiments?
Mac
well,
sauce.
If it's juicy.
I'd put mac sauce on the ostrich.
You put mac sauce on everything.
Mac
you
sauce.
Put mac sauce on mac sauce.
That's the best sauce out there
it
on
is,
a burger.
It really
so
is.
Wiggy, if Brady wins this Sunday and next Sunday he's in the NFC Championship playing Aaron Rodgers, that will be a less important game?
No, because I think when you think about next week, there will be people that will go, okay, I had...
It's just yes or no.
No, because I want to explain it. There will be people that go, well, Brady made it to the NFC Championship game. That's a successful season. And there will be people that will say that. But Curtis, I can't believe you sit here and go, if he loses in the divisional round, that this is not an epic fail.
Well, this texter says Wiggy is right. The question is, can Tom Brady win a big game without Bill Belichick? And that is the question that will be answered this weekend.
Right.
And it wasn't answered when they beat Washington.
No.
Right?
Come, with Heineken at quarterback?
Hey, who's the one seed in the NFC?
The Green Bay Packers.
Who blew them out?
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, okay. So that wasn't a big
game.
Oh,
so now
that wasn't a good team.
So we're going
to... He's back to the regular season again.
We're going to highlight regular season. You said I got to stay off the moral
victories.
You said
that a divisional playoff game is the most important game of a guy who's been in 9 Super Bowls career.
Yes, because this game is the defining point in his moment of not having Bill Belichick.
Didn't you say Bill Belichick against the Bills this year in the regular season was the biggest game of his career?
And look how that turned out.
Do you stand by that?
And they got absolutely destroyed. Mm-hmm. Look how that turned out.
All right. Well... It's going to be a good weekend when it comes to football. More on that later. We are going to get to Danielle and today's news coming up next.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI. It's time for the news.
You're making things up now. There's no tax increase right now. You just made something up.
With your host.
Here is Hilaria Baldwin.
It's Hilaria, actually.
Hi.
Danielle Murr.
WowGirls.com.
Brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, specializing in men's sexual health.
The Big D.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Danielle, I love you.
Sorry. I was trying to Instagram Wiggy's shirt of the week, so it's on my Instagram, Greg Hill, WEEI. It's on my story this morning. Follow me, and if you want to see Wiggy's shirt of the week, then check that out on the IG. And there are two Northeast Men's Health locations you can visit, one in Salem, New Hampshire, and the other in Dedham next to Legacy Place. You can learn more when you go to northeastmenshealth.com.
Well, there's a new rescue plan for America coming from President-elect Joe Biden.
Oh, good.
And
good.
Yes,
good.
Yes. The biggest part of it, I think, for most people is that he's looking at proposing, or he's proposing, I should say, an additional $1.9 trillion in stimulus funds.
Wow.
That would include $1,400 checks for most Americans, which would be on top of the most recent $600 payout, which would bring the total to the $2,000 that Biden had initially requested. Mm-hmm. It would give a temporary boost in unemployment benefits, a moratorium on evictions and foreclosures through September.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the president-elect Biden.
Our rescue plan also includes immediate relief to Americans hardest hit and most in need. We will finish the job of getting a total of $2,000 in cash relief to people who need it the most. The $600 already appropriated is simply not enough. You just have to choose between paying rent and putting food on the table.
We've demolished the country. Now all give right. us $2 trillion to build it back up
yes.
again.
But I love how like $2,000 is really going to get people like that's going to be what helps them
right.
out.
That's
has he not like just Googled rents in Boston?
Well, you heard, Greg. If they had done that initially, they wouldn't have stormed the Capitol. That was what people were upset about.
Bro, they were upset about their jobs being ripped away from them.
You complained right. about the $600 checks. But the biggest news is your man... Bruce Springsteen performing Ooh. In the 90-minute inauguration special
not a
hosted by Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is hosting it.
Yep. That's a double shot for Greg.
Double
watch.
Whammy. Oh, man.
Appointment viewing.
Speaking of rent, there was a story in the Post today that $1.1 billion is what tenants owe their landlords currently
yeah,
in unpaid
it's
rent.
A disaster.
That's wild.
Absolute disaster. But, you know, put it, Biden's philosophy is... Put it on my tab. We don't have the $2 trillion. Just put it on my tab.
Put it on my cuff.
But you get all this Bitcoin money out of circulation. No problem.
Biden was vibrant last night. I thought he was too energetic.
Put that in the Newport Newport lights on there.
Oh, God. There's a racing pigeon in Australia that's from Oregon, and there's some controversy about the bird because authorities in Australia want to euthanize the bird because they're fearing that it might spread COVID.
Oh.
Now, they think that this thing somehow made it 8,000 miles across the Pacific from Oregon to Australia.
Amazing.
Some people are saying that the band, so racing pigeons, if you've ever seen them, they have a little band around their leg
mm-hmm.
That identifies them and where they came from. So there's like a database that you can look it up online.
Right.
So some people are saying maybe the band is fake and that it might be just a selling tool, but this is a real problem for them because they feel like the thing is from the United States. The guy that found the bird mm-hmm. is named Kevin, and we have some sound from him.
I've never heard of a pigeon flying that far, never. I'd say it's hitchhiked. I'd say it's had a pretty big, strong wind, blown it off course out to sea. It's got onto a ship and has eventually found its way here in Australia.
And they want to execute the thing?
Australia.
They want to make wings out of it.
You must be upset. Why don't you adopt it, Danielle?
I don't really do birds. I don't have the facility for birds and avian things. But
why can't it just live in Australia?
Because it might have the COVID.
You can't. This is. I don't know if you remember this, Wiggy. We talked about this on the old show. Is when Johnny Depp was. I think it was when he was with Amber Heard. Greg, they had snuck their dogs into Australia.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they don't have rabies in Australia.
Well, they're an island. They don't want the COVID there.
So they made this whole big thing about it, and they got in, like, big trouble. There was a huge court case over it.
So are there no dogs in Australia?
No, there are, but they have strict regulations. That they don't have the rabies virus there at all.
It's on an island in the middle of the ocean.
Ken told me yesterday that Ken told me there's concern that if a pigeon with COVID flies over you, you can get the COVID.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, just if it just flies over you.
Do they say that's good luck, too? To try to make you feel better. You get COVID from a pigeon, it's good luck. No, it's great.
A pigeon has to poop on you.
It means you have good immunity. Luck. Yeah, good times, good times.
Where am I?
You are at 83 Leo M. Birmingham Park.
Oh, hey, don't give the...
Yeah, wait a second. Just,
what if reporters come here and hang? Don't give the address out.
I know, call Boston 25. They'll let everybody know where you are.
We don't have the 20 Guest Street guy gatekeeper anymore. Right.
As a black man, I don't want people to know where I am.
Mike, I miss Mike.
In New Jersey.
You should do it. Anytime anybody wants to argue with you, like Curtis, you should go Rachel Rollins and say, hey,
pull the black
you can't
card.
Argue with me in person. Right. You gotta send me an email.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to pull the black card.
Do you have any left?
Who, black cards? Yeah, I don't run out of those. those are unlimited, Danielle.
Go home, Danielle. That was it.
You don't run out of those, Danielle.
it's like a club card from Subway.
That's it. I told you, I live my life by prison rules. Which group will I go in where they won't harm me? Okay, I'm over here with the blacks.
Oh, imagine if the
wait a second, I'm Italian. Y'all ain't gonna let me in.
You are?
Imagine
never talk about that.
Imagine if Wiggy lived in a different time and the only way he could get his opinions out were flying pigeon, like message pigeon.
I would have a ton of pigeons.
By the time it got there,
somebody would have been like, Cam Newton deserves to be paid $3 for this upcoming season in 1742.
That's a lot of money.
From Wiggy.
Mike Tyson. It's in a pigeon coop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In New Jersey, people are getting upset because the state is giving smokers access to the COVID-19 before the general public.
The COVID, you don't mean the COVID-19, you mean the vaccine?
The vaccine.
Yeah,
sorry.
Thank you.
And the rationale, it's kind of like another don't overwhelm the hospital rationale, because they're saying smokers are more likely to get sicker quicker and gravely ill.
Okay.
They estimate there are about 2 million smokers in New Jersey. And as of Wednesday this week, they are now in the group along with people over 65 that can get the vaccine. And people, as you can imagine, are outraged by this. They say that, you know, smoking is a choice. You put yourself in that position. Not my problem. Why should I have to wait? Mm-hmm. Here's a New Jersey resident.
To put someone on a list ahead of these people that are volunteering to put their own health on the line because they have chosen to put themselves in a particular medical condition is outrageous.
I agree.
I'm surprised fat people ain't next.
We are vaccinating our prisoners here first. Mm-hmm. They should be way behind the elderly people, the frontline workers, and those who are at risk. I'm sorry.
But aren't you concerned about the prison workers who have to be around these people? That's
vaccinate
5,000 people.
Then vaccinate them.
Well, absolutely.
Vaccinate the prison workers, not the prisoners.
Not
but
the
it takes,
politicians.
How long does it take to build immunity? Then you have to phase them in for a month or two.
Okay.
Empty the jails.
Let everybody out. It's the Rollins method. This week, we talked a lot about Bill Belichick declining the Medal of Freedom from President Trump. And there was a lot of media coverage about it, a lot of social media coverage about it. But one of the things that happened kind of quietly under the radar is that Toby Keith was given the National Medal of Arts Award from the president. And this was on Wednesday, around the same time as the impeachment hearings were happening, or the confirmation, I should say.
Uh-huh.
And Toby Keith is getting absolutely roasted on Twitter for it. Basically the same types of criticisms that were levied against Belichick when they heard he was going to get it before he said he was going to decline it.
I'm guessing he's probably a guy who doesn't care.
I don't think Toby Keith cares at all.
He doesn't care about that. Yeah.
Fox News was one of the outlets that reached out to Toby's reps. He and Ricky Skaggs both got the medal.
Wow.
And Toby's people had no comment. Ricky's people said there will be no official statement other than what the White House services has out. I guess Ricky was supposed to get his last year, but it was delayed because of COVID, so now he's getting it. So.
Did he let the president put it on him, or did the president have to, like, throw it on him? Like,
no, he tossed it across the road.
Like lawn darts.
No, he put it on him, because, come on, you know, you already know Trump's like, hey, listen, don't worry about COVID. And if Toby Keith is getting this award, he's probably thinking the same way.
Yeah, doesn't care. All right.
A Star Wars fan in England was beaten with the arm off a life-sized Jar Jar Binks.
I would never think that Star Wars fans are violent.
Or that they'd have that upper body strength.
Rich is listening, please.
I know.
Rich and Nick, but yes.
Evidently, these two guys started fighting. One is a dad. The other is the stepdaughter's boyfriend.
Oh.
And they had been at a family pub crawl. That never goes well. And they wound up at one of the guy's apartments and the fight started. So the dude has a life-size Jar Jar Binks in his living room, basically. So the dad, like, ripped it off and starts beating the kid with it. Evidently, there were some ribs broken. Thankfully, Army Hammer was not in the area at the time. The dad said he was so drunk he could not remember the incident. But now he's being charged with assault and criminal damage because it's going to cost hundreds of dollars to get that Jar Jar Binks fixed.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of England, there are parents that are upset after a teacher accidentally emailed her class a video reading of like an incest children's poem. The initial story is called The Horrible Car Trip, and it's basically the video was spliced to make it about incest. So the teacher sent it out mistakenly, and it was up on the digital work board for more than a half hour before they pulled it off Google Classroom. The students were 9 and 10 years old. They're all home working remotely.
The poem that she wanted to send is called The Car Trip,
mm-hmm.
but she sent the wrong one.
Well, mm-hmm. she sent a parody of it. That was the problem.
you have to check before you hit send.
Definitely.
With text messages, emails, everything.
And especially when you're sending them to where there might be some kids who can get their hands on it.
Right. I'm so OCD about that. Like, when I have attachments and stuff for emails and text messages, or if you're sending a photo to someone, I'm like, did I send that to the group text or a person? Like, which one was that? Guess, Greg, if you will, what the most popular delivery food is in the world for people to order.
The most popular?
The most popular.
Save this for Saturday, an extra sauce.
I would guess it's like a burger probably, or
nope.
I go like in the world.
Pizza? In the world.
Oh, in the world.
Wiggy, you got it.
Oh, is it pizza?
My guy, it's pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Globally, the most popular takeout and delivery food is pizza, but the United States was not pizza, which I was kind of surprised about.
Chinese.
Yep.
Oh.
You got it.
Man, I'm telling you.
Wiggy should host extra sauce.
I should.
Oh, man.
Because you can't go wrong with pizza and Chinese food. I mean, like, if you don't eat those two things, come on, man.
Did you, Wiggy, did you say Chinese?
Yes.
Okay.
Chinese! Chinese, kid!
Oh, Chinese food is spectacular.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I would think pizza would be number one in the U.S.
Right.
I would think so, too.
Pizza's you cannot go wrong with pizza.
But you can't go wrong with Chinese food either, though.
You can.
I believe that you can get bad Chinese and bad pizza.
Right.
Curtis, put up a poll.
I love how Greg comes to life when we get into fast food.
Well, because, you know, if
it's
I
like
dare...
me talking about plants.
The reason is this. If I dare suggest in this climate that there might be an issue for our children when we're throwing another $2 trillion at the economy that the government destroyed, everybody loses their mind on me. So, I think we can all agree on one thing in this country, and that is pizza.
Yes.
That's going to unite us in 2021.
Pizza and Chinese food.
The country's national love of pizza is going to unite us. All right, anything else, Danielle?
Yes, if you're drunk and you stole a tiki boat, it probably happened here.
And now,
it's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
So in Florida, in Key West, there was a fella by the name of Tylan Morlang. He's 26 years old, and he was visiting from Missouri. And on Wednesday, he was hammered and found his way onto one of those floating tiki huts.
Those things are cool, by the way.
They are. There's actually one up by me in the North Shore.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. If you, I think it's tikihutboats.com. They're great people. Really nice people run it.
I wouldn't think that they would be allowed here in Soviet Chusets, but and they're pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
People are like standing up on them, having tiki drinks, and being motored across the waterway. It's
and have you been on a tiki hut boat and gotten hit by a rogue wave?
No, not yet. But what did the dude? Stole one.
Yeah, this kid wanders onto one, and he's like, "Oh, looks like the keys are in this thing." So he turns on the ignition and boats away. They actually had to send the Coast Guard out after the guy. They tracked him down off the coast of Key West. He was arrested for felony grand theft. And it was one of those things where he kind of stumbled in and was like, I don't really know what I just did because I don't even know where I am.
You know what? It's their fault for having the tiki boat being able to be accessed by the guy. They got to have those things locked up.
Got to have some kind of lock on
that. All right, Danielle, thank you.
You're welcome.
That is the news. We will be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.